Welcome to the weekly archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago.
Now let's hear paper number one. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kyung Hyun Cho, New York University, Facebook AI Research.
Paper title:
Linda, Unsupervised Learning to Interpolate in Natural Language Processing.
Authored by
Yekyung Kim, Sho Hyung Jiang, and Kyung Hyun Cho.
Paper abstract:
Despite the success of mix-up in data augmentation, its applicability to natural language processing, NLP, tasks has been limited due to the discrete and variable length nature of natural languages. Recent studies have thus relied on domain-specific heuristics and manually crafted resources, such as dictionaries, in order to apply mix-up in NLP. In this paper, we instead propose an unsupervised learning approach to text interpolation for the purpose of data augmentation, to which we refer as learning to interpolate for data augmentation, LINDA, that does not require any heuristics nor manually crafted resources, but learns to interpolate between any pair of natural language sentences over a natural language manifold. After empirically demonstrating the LINDA's interpolation capability, we show that LINDA indeed allows us to seamlessly apply mix-up in NLP and leads to better generalization in text classification both in domain and out of domain.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number two. This paper was selected because it is authored by Tong Zhang, Fust.
Paper title:
Frequency-Aware Contrastive Learning for Neural Machine Translation.
Authored by
Tong Zhang, Wei Yi, Baosong Yang, Long Zhang, Xingzhong Ren, Dei Henglu, Jinan Sun, Shi Kun Zhang, Haibo Zhang, and Wen Zhao.
Paper abstract:
Low-frequency word prediction remains a challenge in modern neural machine translation, NMT, systems. Recent adaptive training methods promote the output of infrequent words by emphasizing their weights and the overall training objectives. Despite the improved recall of low-frequency words, their prediction precision is unexpectedly hindered by the adaptive objectives. Inspired by the observation that low-frequency words form a more compact embedding space, we tackle this challenge from a representation learning perspective. Specifically, we propose a frequency-aware token-level contrastive learning method, in which the hidden state of each decoding step is pushed away from the counterparts of other target words, in a soft contrastive way based on the corresponding word frequencies. We conduct experiments on widely used NIST Chinese English and WMT-14 English-German translation tests. Empirical results show that our proposed methods can not only significantly improve the translation quality but also enhance lexical diversity and optimize word representation space. Further investigation reveals that, comparing with related adaptive training strategies, the superiority of our method on low-frequency word prediction lies in the robustness of token-level recall across different frequencies without sacrificing precision.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number three. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kun Zhou, Professor of Computer Science, Zhejiang University. Huangzi Li, Tsinghua University. Minli Huang, Computer Science, Tsinghua University. Xiaodong He, JD AI Research. Chaojun Wan, Peking University. Yang Lu, Computer Science, Harbin Institute of Technology. Viyuan Lu, Associate Professor, Tsinghua University. And Maosong Sun, Professor of Computer Science and Technology, Tsinghua University.
Paper title:
QUGE, A Chinese Language Understanding and Generation Evaluation Benchmark.
Authored by
Yuan Yao, Kuangxu Dong, Jian Guan, Boxi Cao, Zhenjian Zhang, Kaojin Xiao, Xiaojir Wang, Fan Chao Qi, Jun Wei Bao, Jin Ran Ni, Zeni Zeng, Yuxian Gu, Kun Zhou, Xuancheng Huang, Wenhao Li, Xu Wai Ren, Jinliang Lu, Chengqiang Xu, Huadong Wang, Goyong Zeng, Xiao Zhou, Jia Jun Zhang, Huanxi Li, Minli Huang, Rui Yan, Xiaodong He, Xiaojun Wan, Xin Zhao, Xu Sun, Yang Lu, Diyuan Lu, Shanpei Han, Erhong Yang, Difang Sui, and Mao Song Sun.
Paper Abstract.
Realizing general purpose language intelligence has been a long-standing goal for natural language processing, where standard evaluation benchmarks play a fundamental and guiding role. We argue that for general purpose language intelligence evaluation, the benchmark itself needs to be comprehensive and systematic. To this end, we propose QUGE, a Chinese language understanding and generation evaluation benchmark with the following features. 1. Hierarchical benchmark framework, where datasets are principally selected and organized with a language capability task dataset hierarchy. 2. Multi-level scoring strategy, where different levels of model performance are provided based on the hierarchical framework. To facilitate QUGE, we provide a public leaderboard that can be customized to support flexible model judging criteria. Evaluation results on representative pre-trained language models indicate ample room for improvement towards general-purpose language intelligence. QUGE is publicly available at quge.bi.ac.cn.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael Collins, Professor of Computer Science, Columbia University, Google NYC. Deepanjan Das, Senior Staff Research Scientist, Google AI. And Slav Petrov, Principal Scientist, Research Director at Google.
Paper title:
Measuring Attribution in Natural Language Generation Models.
Authored by
Hannah Rashkin, Vitaly Nikolaev, Matthew Lamb, Michael Collins, Deepanjan Das, Slav Petrov, Gaurav Singh Tomar, Ayulia Turk, and David Ryder.
Paper Abstract.
With recent improvements in natural language generation, NLG, models for various applications, it has become imperative to have the means to identify and evaluate whether NLG output is only sharing verifiable information about the external world. In this work, we present a new evaluation framework entitled Attributable to Identified Sources, AIS, for assessing the output of natural language generation models, when such output pertains to the external world. We first define AIS and introduce a two-stage annotation pipeline for allowing annotators to appropriately evaluate model output according to AIS guidelines. We empirically validate this approach on 3 generation datasets, 2 in the conversational QA domain and 1 in summarization, via human evaluation studies that suggest that AIS could serve as a common framework for measuring whether model-generated statements are supported by underlying sources. We release guidelines for the human evaluation studies.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yoav Goldberg, Professor, Bar-Ilan University.
Paper title:
Simple, Interpretable and Stable Method for Detecting Words with Usage Change Across Corpora.
Authored by
Haile Gonen, Ganesh Jawahar, James Seta, and Yoav Goldberg.
Paper Abstract.
The problem of comparing two bodies of text and searching for words that differ in their usage between them arises often in digital humanities and computational social science. This is commonly approached by training word embeddings on each corpus, aligning the vector spaces, and looking for words whose cosine distance in the aligned space is large. However, these methods often require extensive filtering of the vocabulary to perform well, and, as we show in this work, result in unstable and hence less reliable results. we propose an alternative approach that does not use vector space alignment, and instead considers the neighbors of each word. The method is simple, interpretable, and stable. We demonstrate its effectiveness in 9 different setups, considering different corpus splitting criteria, age, gender and profession of tweet authors, time of tweet, and different languages, English, French, and Hebrew.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Chi-Yuan Zhang, Google Brain.
Paper title:
Counterfactual Memorization in Neural Language Models.
Authored by
Chi-Yuan Zhang, Daphne Ippolito, Catherine Lee, Matthew Jagielski, Florian Trammer, and Nicholas Carlini.
Paper abstract:
Modern neural language models widely used in tasks across NLP risk memorizing sensitive information from their training data. As models continue to scale up in parameters, training data, and compute, understanding memorization in language models is both important from a learning theoretical point of view, and is practically crucial in real-world applications. An open question in previous studies of memorization in language models is how to filter out common memorization. In fact, most memorization criteria strongly correlate with the number of occurrences in the training set. Capturing common memorization such as familiar phrases, public knowledge, or templated texts. In this paper, we provide a principled perspective inspired by a taxonomy of human memory and psychology. From this perspective, we formulate a notion of counterfactual memorization, which characterizes how a model's predictions change if a particular document is omitted during training. We identify and study counterfactually memorized training examples in standard text datasets. We further estimate the influence of each training example on the validation set and on generated texts, and show that this can provide direct evidence of the source of memorization at test time.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Bolin Ding, Senior Staff Engineer, Alibaba Group.
Paper title:
Towards Personalized Answer Generation in E-commerce via Multi-Perspective Preference Modeling.
Authored by
Yang Deng, Yelyong Li, Wenxuan Zhang, Bolin Ding, and Wei Lam.
Paper abstract:
Recently, product question answering, PQA, on e-commerce platforms has attracted increasing attention as it can act as an intelligent online shopping assistant and improve the customer shopping experience. Its key function, automatic answer generation for product-related questions, has been studied by aiming to generate content-preserving while question-related answers. However, an important characteristic of PQA, i.e., personalization, is neglected by existing methods. It is insufficient to provide the same completely summarized answer to all customers, since many customers are more willing to see personalized answers with customized information only for themselves, by taking into consideration their own preferences towards product aspects or information needs. To tackle this challenge, we propose a novel personalized answer generation method, PAGE, with multi-perspective preference modeling, which explores historical user-generated contents to model user preference for generating personalized answers in PQA. Specifically, we first retrieve question-related user history as external knowledge to model knowledge-level user preference. Then we leverage Gaussian softmax distribution model to capture latent aspect-level user preference. Finally, we develop a persona-aware pointer network to generate personalized answers in terms of both content and style by utilizing personal user preference and dynamic user vocabulary. Experimental results on real-world e-commerce QA datasets demonstrate that the proposed method outperforms existing methods by generating informative and customized answers, and show that answer generation in e-commerce can benefit from personalization.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Dongyan Zhao, Peking University.
Paper title:
Hetero-QA, Learning Towards Question and Answering Through Multiple Information Sources Via Heterogeneous Graph Modeling.
Authored by
Shen Gao, Yuqi Zhang, Yongyong Wang, Yang Dong, Xuying Chen, Dongyan Zhao, and Ru Yan.
Paper abstract:
Community Question Answering, CQA, is a well-defined task that can be used in many scenarios, such as e-commerce and online user community for special interests. In these communities, users can post articles, give comment, raise a question and answer it. These data form the heterogeneous information sources where each information source have their own special structure and context, comments attached to an article or related question with answers. Most of the CQA methods only incorporate articles or Wikipedia to extract knowledge and answer the user's question. However, various types of information sources in the community are not fully explored by these CQA methods, and these multiple information sources, MIS, can provide more related knowledge to users' questions. Thus, we propose a question-aware heterogeneous graph transformer to incorporate the MIS in the user community to automatically generate the answer. To evaluate our proposed method, we conduct the experiments on two datasets, /text MSM/text plus, the modified version of benchmark dataset MS Marco, and in the AntQA dataset, which is the first large-scale CQA dataset with four types of MIS. Extensive experiments on two datasets show that our model outperforms all the baselines in terms of all the metrics.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Chen Wang, MedX Research Institute, School of Biomedical Engineering, Shanghai Jiao Tong.
Paper title:
Parameter Differentiation-Based Multilingual Neural Machine Translation.
Authored by
Chen Wang and Jiajun Zhang.
Paper abstract:
Multilingual Neural Machine Translation, MNMT, aims to translate multiple languages with a single model and has been proved successful thanks to effective knowledge transfer among different languages with shared parameters. However, it is still an open question which parameters should be shared and which ones need to be task-specific. Currently, the common practice is to heuristically design or search language-specific modules, which is difficult to find the optimal configuration. In this paper, we propose a novel parameter differentiation-based method that allows the model to determine which parameter should be language-specific during training. Inspired by cellular differentiation, each shared parameter in our method can dynamically differentiate into more specialized types. We further define the differentiation criterion as inter-task gradient similarity. Therefore, parameters with conflicting inter-task gradients are more likely to be language-specific. Extensive experiments on multilingual datasets have demonstrated that our method significantly outperforms various strong baselines with different parameter sharing configurations. Further analyses reveal that the parameter sharing configuration obtained by our method correlates well with the linguistic proximities.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Adriana Kovashka, Assistant Professor, University of Pittsburgh.
Paper title:
Visual Persuasion in COVID-19 Social Media Content, a Multimodal Characterization.
Authored by
Masood Erhan Unal, Adriana Kovashka, Wanting Chung, and Yuru Lin.
Paper abstract:
Social media content routinely incorporates multimodal design to convey information and shape meanings, and sway interpretations toward desirable implications, but the choices and outcomes of using both texts and visual images have not been sufficiently studied. This work proposes a computational approach to analyze the outcome of persuasive information in multimodal content, focusing on two aspects, popularity and reliability, in COVID-19-related news articles shared on Twitter. The two aspects are intertwined in the spread of misinformation. For example, an unreliable article that aims to misinform has to attain some popularity. This work has several contributions. First, we propose a multimodal, image and text, approach to effectively identify popularity and reliability of information sources simultaneously. Second, we identify textual and visual elements that are predictive to information popularity and reliability. Third, by modeling cross-modal relations and similarity, we are able to uncover how unreliable articles construct multimodal meaning in a distorted, biased fashion. Our work demonstrates how to use multimodal analysis for understanding influential content and has implications to social media literacy and engagement.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.